From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has called on the U.N. Security Council to approve the strongest possible measures against North Korea following its sixth most powerful nuclear test. U.S.-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said leader Kim Jong-un's actions cannot be seen as defensive.
But being a nuclear power is not about using those terrible weapons to threaten others. Nuclear powers understand their responsibilities. Kim Jong-un shows no such understanding. His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war.
Russia's UN ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, said all council members have condemned the latest test, but most remain opposed to a military solution.
Many delegations, including ours, I think most of them, said that, A, there is no military solution to the conflict, B, that we have to look for diplomatic and political solution.
Pyongyang claimed it successfully tested a hydrogen bomb that can fit onto an intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korea said the size of Sunday's blast was about 50 kilotons, warned the North may be preparing for another missile test. Seoul also announced plans to temporarily deploy four more launchers of a U.S.-deployed anti-missile battery called THAAD. A U.N. commission of inquiry Monday said crimes against humanity are being committed in Burundi. Fatsa Wegerguz is president of that commission.
La commission est parvenue à la conclusion.
He said since April 2015, the government in Bujumbura has perpetuated serious rights abuses, including arbitrary arrests, acts of torture, extrajudicial killings, rape, and forced disappearances. That is when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would seek a third term, a move the opposition called unconstitutional. This is VOA News. Nearly 90,000 Rohingya Muslims are believed now to have fled western Myanmar since a two-week crackdown by security forces began. The plight of the Muslim minority has raised alarm across the Muslim world. Turkey's president last week said the violence amounts to genocide. Indonesia's foreign minister visited Myanmar Monday, meeting with officials. In Russia, thousands protested while scores turned out in the Indian city Kolkata, including Devil Priyo Som, who denounced the rampant killings and persecutions.
Has really become the gravest humanitarian crisis that we are seeing in 21st century. So definitely we need to raise our voice so that the Myanmar government can address this and those people are no more meted out with any injustice.
The government of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi has come under growing pressure to protect the Rohingya civilians. After months of negotiations, Colombia's government has reached a temporary ceasefire deal with the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, formed by radical priests in 1964. The announcement was made in Ecuador's capital Monday, 2 days before Pope Francis visits Colombia. At the Vatican, the Pope Monday said his pilgrimage will be about hope and peace. He had pledged to visit Colombia following last year's agreement between the government and largest rebel group, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen has been criticized for the arrest of his main rival, Kem Sokha. The U.S. expressed its grave concern, saying it appeared to be politically motivated. Mue Sochua, a deputy leader of the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party, said the arrest is designed to keep him from participating in next year's election.
They have already taken out Mr. Samrangsi, the former leader of the Cambodian National Rescue Party, and now Mr. Kem Sokha. What is in real trouble, in danger right now, it's democracy. And with it, Cambodia as a whole.
The European Union called for Kem Sokha's immediate release. Syria's army and its allies have edged closer to relieving the city of Deir al-Zor from encirclement by Islamic State fighters. The eastern city, with some 93,000 residents, has been besieged for years. Burkina Faso has put new security measures in place following the August 13 attack on a Turkish restaurant in Ouagadougou that killed 19 people. Those new measures including a beefed-up security presence. The jihadist al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb claimed responsibility for the attack. Chinese President Xi Jinping Tuesday told world leaders at a BRICS summit that risk factors threaten the global economy. He denounced protectionism and resistance to combating climate change. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.